This is Talking Business. I'm joined now by Brenda Keane, who's the founder and director of Be Keen Healthy and Fit Activewear. Hi, Brenda.
Hi, how are you?
Now, Be Keen Healthy and Fit Activewear, it's active wear for, as you put it, curvy women.
Yes, it is. It's we found a niche in the market, I suppose, or, yeah, a bit of a hole in the market, where girls that are a bit more curvy, a bit luscious, can't find active wear that is suitable for them. So it will roll down off your curves, it'll ride up, just doesn't fit properly. The measurements are all over the place. So
tell us the story of how and why you did this.
About 10 years ago, I myself was on a bit of a journey. I had health issues and needed to get healthier, lose a bit of weight, and joined an online program. And we had constant meetups where we would get together and exercise. And at those meetups, there was girls of all sizes and some very large girls trying to, you know, get moving. And there was nothing for them to wear. So that was one of their biggest complaints. They were exercising in jeans, tracksuits that were probably way too hot, but there was really no active wear as such, so none of the famous labels that we see around today. That was 8 years ago.
So we're talking tight clothes.
We're talking tight clothes, yeah. So things that are fitted, which I suppose they don't believe that curvy girls or full-figured women want to wear. And that's actually not the case, because a lot of the girls are not ashamed of their size, and they do want to get moving, but there's just nothing that's suitable.
Right.
So if you exercise in a tracksuit that's baggy and hot, it's actually quite difficult. It clings, it'll drag down, it's heavy, those sort of things. So it was to get...
That's interesting. So that was 10 years ago. I think it took a while for you to get going with it. What did you do?
Well, I kept going on my journey, and I decided that I'd become a PT, because I also saw that personal trainer. I saw that a lot of the bigger girls weren't happy to go to a trainer who was super muscle fit and just wanted to flog them until they couldn't move anymore. So I decided to go down that path and train curvy girls.
Oh, so you became a personal trainer?
I did become a personal trainer.
What did you have to do for that?
I had to do a course through one of the fitness institutes and pass an exam on all your muscles and bones and everything that anybody does. I was the biggest personal trainer in our class, so, you know, that was challenging for me in itself. But it made me realise that anybody can do what, anyone can achieve whatever they want to achieve. I wanted to do this to help or pay it forward, I suppose, to the girls that were trying to get healthy. So passed the course, specialised in older ages and also children. So I saw a need for children to get fit as well. So it sort of stems from both ends, I think. But while I was doing that, so once I started training the ladies, and there were gentlemen as well who came along to my boot camps, again, noticed that there was no active wear. So this was another 2 years on, and I ran my boot camp for 4 years. And during that time, still no one came with anything that was of a proper, I suppose, full-figured size. And that was when I decided maybe there was something out there that I could contribute.
So how did you go about it? What did you do?
So I went along and did I actually went to a weekend away, and it was called Being Brave. An email dropped into my mailbox and said, is there something you want to do? Have you been putting it off for years? Yes. running, building my activewear empire. And I thought, this email is meant for me. So I went on this weekend. It was called Being Brave, and learnt all about myself. So I suppose just learnt about what it was that was holding me back from starting my business. What did I need to do to start my business?
So it was kind of a psychotherapy weekend.
Not really. More just
motivational, or
motivational, I think, and businesswomen. So businesswomen together, all trying to figure out why they might have got to a certain point, but can't seem to step over that, that next point in the journey that they're on. And at the end of the weekend, we had to leave with a plan. So we had to leave with a plan that said, what was our next month going to look like? quarter, half year, and we had to find an accountability buddy. So with this plan, I now had someone who I was accountable to tell them how I was going. And I think that that was kind of the thing that really pushed me. So in a month, you know, I had said in a month, I'm going to have researched and found, had a look at what I want to start off with. And so I had to do something. I had to get moving. I didn't have any finance for this business. So I decided to continue working in my day job. And I researched heavily, looked at what was needed, researched sizes. So went to some, there's some groups out there that run exercise specifically for larger girls. So the fat yoga movement, there's, you know, Pilates groups, there's running groups, and measured people and just had a look at what were the real sizes that we needed to create. And because I didn't want to put people into little, you know, boxes or label them, our sizes are named. So we go from a missy to a voluptuous. And of course we did have to reference back to sizes so people kind of knew what they were in the old sizes. But that's one of the things that's been really popular with the people that are buying my activewear is that, you know, they can be a goddess and they love being a goddess
so
or a warrior.
Did you have to have it made or were you able to import pre-made or, you know, existing?
No, existing I had products? To have it made. So I had to get the patterns made to those sizes. I found a manufacturer that I was really happy with the quality.
Where is the manufacturer?
He's in Pakistan. He's an ethical manufacturer, so I made sure I checked all that out. That was important to me. And he's quite a funny guy, really.
And you went over there and checked it out?
I haven't been over there
yet. You haven't been over there?
No. I have someone who's going to go and have a look in the next few months. So he works in Germany and he's going to pop across, but I haven't actually seen it. He sent me photos and sort of indicated in written confirmation and we've talked as well, obviously, but in written confirmation about what they do for their employees. It's a family-run business. Mm-hmm. And the other week I needed something urgently and he actually said to me, you know, Brenda, you'll be happy I paid overtime for Sunday. So he knows that for me that's important, those sort of things as well. The quality is really, really good in the year since, so I've had the product has been available for a year where we did some trials as well. We've not had one quality complaint. So to me, that's really important as
well.
So
you've got tops and bottoms?
We've got tops and bottoms, yep. Tops are only just coming into the range. They're Australian made at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're a smaller, they're not as popular as the pants at the moment. I think pants is the real
and missing. I think you launched in February, is that right?
February the 14th with a self-love campaign. So
and you're selling online only or are you selling
do.
In stores as well?
No, we sell online only at the moment and we're going into a gym in Queensland in August.
Right.
Yeah, so they approached me and said they'd really love to sell the product, which has been quite a compliment. They thought that the funk, because they're funky colours, we don't just sell black, we sell all different colours and styles. You know, we have skulls and roses, unicorns, all those sorts of fun things that, again, the girls are coming back to me and saying, you know, we can't get that. So if someone does make a plus size product for them, it's black. And they don't always want to wear black, you know. They're not boring. They're fun people. So, yeah, that's how it's going.
So how are the sales going?
Sales are going really well. Building every month. Had a few influencer campaigns that have done really well for us. We've got a couple more marketing things coming up in the next few months, which should be quite exciting. But I actually quit my day job about 4 weeks ago.
What, you're making enough?
I'm making enough to get by and hoping to, in the future,
so
be doing
sure,
really well.
You must be pretty sure you've got a business.
I'm very sure I've got a business. The feedback has been, you know, people thanking me for finding that niche in the market. They don't understand why no one's gone there. I can understand because it is quite difficult. The sizes are much bigger, so you don't get as much out of the fabric. You can't make it as cheaply as you can make a, you know, very small size. But
the retailers should be stocking it.
Oh, I wish they would. I would love to go into, you know, some of the stores and
you could be,
sell
you
it.
You should be in 2XU.
Oh, 2X you just yeah, no, they just burnt themselves a little bit lately with the campaign, yeah.
Oh, right.
But yeah, 2X you.
Oh, no, okay, I don't know much about that, but
yeah, no, I don't know if 2X you, but maybe. I mean, you know,
certainly,
there's,
you know,
certainly places where
stores.
We could go. Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, even the City Chic, they have a couple of activewear pieces, but a lot of girls look there for things. But, yeah, at the moment it's, yeah, we're just online and we're doing really well. So.
Well, congratulations, Brenda.
Thank you very much.
You've done a fantastic thing.
Thank you.
I've been talking to Brenda Keane, who's the founder and director of Be Keen, Healthy and Fit Activewear.